I'd just as soon not have your client's name on the recording, not that anybody hears it but you all and me. Hearing the discussion that John and I just had, what should you have on your game board?
I've got to rebook 2 prospect meetings that fell through this week due to business travel, and then I'm trying to lock down a family and their corporate attorney from Greenville to come up and either go to the PGA tournament or play golf.
Okay. Can you quantify? So the task is to invite those people?
To quantify it, either they get booked or they don't. If they don't get booked, I fail.
Okay, so that's something that could go on your game board and makes all the sense in the world. Do you get the importance of, Andrew, you get the importance of the game board?
Yep.
Okay. And again, the game board is a maximum of 2 things. Longer than that, it turns into a laundry list. Will, what would you put on the game board today?
We have a number of clients at Citizens as investment bankers, and they have a large amount of their deferred compensation being coming available investing. And so that's 5 clients, probably totaling around $3 million. And I want to lead making sure that it is a seamless transition of submitting ACATs, transferring the stock over, and then selling the stock zero commission, and then holding John accountable of reaching out to the clients, and like he always does, is has a discussion on what to do with those funds.
So how do you put that on the game board? I'm trying to picture it being a task, a single task. You said there's 5 of those people?
Yeah, so I would just have a spreadsheet and just say have the 5 clients' names, the dollar amount. We have all the information on where it's coming from, and just have a check mark to the right of each of those 5 clients, seamless transfer. And I would hope by the end of – the beginning of next week that I can check off all of those of a seamless transfer of their deferred compensation.
So the task could be a seamless transfer and the quantity's 5.
Yes, correct. 5, as in the clients. Yes.
All right. Again, I've asked both John and Andrew this. Do you see the importance of writing this down?
Yes.
All right. How do you use the game board? You use it in your weekly meeting. It's part of everybody reporting. Andrew, tell us about your game board. Well, I needed to rebook 2 meetings. I got that done, and I got the people invited to the golf tournament. Great job, Andrew. What do you got on there for next week? It's just accountability. John, you got it?
I like it. We just need to get a more formal process.
John, it is so simple. Get a dry erase board or whatever. Just write your 2 things up there. Will writes his 2. Andrew writes his 1 or 2. It's simple. The 5-star leadership model I'm going to talk about next takes a lot more time. But if the 3 of you were together, you could set up your game board in 10 minutes. You've just done it with me in 7. So I just ask you to get into that ritual. It will pay dividends. Now let's talk a little bit about the 5-star leadership model. You gave me people that fit in each of those categories. You're going to think a little bit more about it. What you gave me is Will. Is going to be work on the planning. You're going to have a planning specialist that will help out there. John, you're going to be in charge of implementation, making sure all the plans are implemented. Doesn't mean you do it. It just means you're holding people accountable. I'm not sure that's the right job for you, but I ask you what you all wanted to do. Branding, Leela and John, marketing, Andrew, and then the leadership portion is John. Anything you all would add to that?
No, only thing is that we're keeping all of this in mind, obviously, as our team continues to evolve. So, yes, as of right now, that all makes sense, and we've been working together, and it's been a really good tool to lean on as we continue to evolve and grow.
Glad to hear that. The way that where this fits into our conversation so far is it's part of accountability. You all report in on the game board. Leela is included in that also. And then you report on what's going on in each of these five categories. Now, I sent out something to you, Will, a couple of weeks ago. It had an overview of the five areas. I sent it to everybody. You all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Starts with the brand, and then it has the five areas. And there are bullet points under each of those five areas. What I would ask you to do is you don't have to use – you may define the individual activities different from how I define them. The VP of planning or the person ahead of planning might have other bullet points that are part of that portion of the five-star leadership model. So, again, this one's going to take a little bit of time. It's something, and Will, you just made the point, it's something that's going to be refined. But in our opinion, so nothing falls through the cracks, and to use John's term, this is a smoothly running machine. This will slowly evolve. But somebody each week needs to be able to everybody each week needs to report on the area for which they have primary responsibility. John, you good with that?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk a little bit. That's the accountability. Nobody's going to hold this your team any more accountable than you are. You got to make it a ritual. These are the two ways that we think will drive that. All right. Let me ask a quick question of each of you. And it may feed back into something else. John, do you have something on your plate right now that you would just like to get rid of? You know, the thing that it's what you worry about in the morning. It just kind of drains your battery. Is there anything you'd like to get off your plate?
This private wealth transition.
All right. Andrew, the same question. What, is there something that just is making you crazy? It's not making you crazy, but it's just draining your energy that you would like to get off your plate?
I mean, I'm kind of with John. The private wealth thing's just hanging out there.
All right, same question.
And you're chipping.
For me, we have
Yeah, I'm chipping. Thank you, John.
Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, and for Leela and I are working on a frustrating and makes no sense $6,000 wire that is being bounced back and forth. Another firm is sending it, and it's been a week, and we've been working on it, and it makes no sense that they're having so much trouble sending us a $6,000 wire for one of our clients.
Is that something you need to be involved in, or is Leela the best person to work on that?
We're tag teaming together just because the client contacted me directly about it, so I'm on the correspondence, but Leela has been assisting with it.
Okay. Here's my point, and I skipped over this when I talked about the game board. Sometimes the game board is where you put something that is just making you crazy. It might not be the most important thing as far as opening a new account or growing the practice, but it's making you less effective. Think about that when you're putting things up on your game board. I didn't call on Leela what she would put on her game board, but something like this that Will just mentioned is something that would fit on Leela's game board. All right, let me jump ahead. Don't have much time left, and I know you're busy. I ask you to come back with your first mastermind group member. You did this last week. John, you mentioned an attorney and an insurance person. I ask you when you're going to have that mastermind group discussion. You said when it gets warmer and you can play golf. Any further thoughts on that? Is that person still the same?
I'm having lunch with him at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Good. That's That's accountability. Andrew, you mentioned an accountant who does real estate and an attorney, and you said you're going to have that mastermind discussion with him the next time you all meet. Any changes in the thought on the first person in your mastermind group or when you're going to meet?
No change.
All right, so you've got a meeting scheduled with this person. You're going to discuss the mastermind idea.
I do not have a meeting scheduled with him yet, but I will.
Okay.
What the hell, Andrew?
That's what I was
saying. I've got a little bit going on.
When you hang out with just rich people, John, it takes a little longer.
John's trying to get me wound up.
Hey, Will.
Hello.
Will, the same thing. You mentioned an estate attorney or an accountant who does M&A work around having that conversation around the golf game. Any changes there?
No changes. I saw both of them over the weekend, and I plan on formally having the discussion in the near future.
All right. I was talking to Rob Knapp the other day, and we were talking about mastermind groups, and he made the statement, and I hadn't ever thought about it this way. I've thought about a mastermind group as being able to help each other and learning how other people are growing their practice. But really the basic goal of a mastermind group is to make everybody in the group smarter, learning from other people. So this mastermind group of all our acquisition strategies, it takes the most time. But when you get one running, you're meeting with people on a regular basis, breaking bread with them, all those things, you develop a terrific relationship. So you're all on track. I would just ask you to, before our next meeting, that's going to be a month away, that you have that first person either confirmed as the first person in your group or that you've moved on to someone else. I'm just reading the rest of my notes. I guess that covers what I got for today. John, Andrew, Leela, Will, anything you all want to discuss? Anything we talked about today?
No, I think you're really going to be helpful if we do make the official move to private wealth is how to manage a different organization, and how do we manage our growth? Because if we do this, and they don't want to hear this, but I would anticipate us adding more people to the team over the next 6 to 18 months. So we got to figure out how to do it better.
You've got to. It gets down to rituals, John. And we talked about this earlier. We're not talking about discipline. Discipline requires energy. You have to discipline yourself to exercise, at least I do. A ritual is something you do without thinking about it. And the example I used is brushing your teeth. Nobody on this call says, hey, it's Tuesday. This is the day I brush my teeth. It's just a ritual. You don't even think about it. It takes no energy. So the more you can develop rituals in your practice, and we've talked about it, two really important things here today, the five-star leadership model and the game board. When you develop those things fully, they become a ritual, and it just doesn't take a lot of effort. It's just what you do. One other thought I'll give you if you're thinking about adding some person to your team, what I have seen successful, and you said 18 months out, is an FA who is really, really a good FA, but is not good at gathering money. They make really good additions to wealth teams because they're already registered. They understand the business. They understand how to meet with clients. They just can't gather money on a consistent basis. So just a thought to be on the lookout for someone who is not doing as well as your manager would like for them to do could be a good fit in a team. All right?
Sounds good.
Well, we appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time. Talk to you in a month.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.